Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his goodness to the children of man. Amen. Amen. And a special good evening to all of you. And welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and worldwide. Praise the Lord. And on Sundays, we gather at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Amen. So, I just want to thank the Lord for all of you and all of our first-time listeners. For our first-time listeners, welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom. Amen. We're so happy that you found us. However you got connected, praise the Lord for you. We encourage everyone to sign in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is MiracleInternetChurch.com. That's MiracleInternetChurch.com. And when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Amen? When you find that, click that link and sign in. We just ask that you don't use any personal information like your social security number, your email, your phone number, the PIN number to your savings account. We just ask that you don't use that kind of information when you sign in. Amen? Amen. So we just want to thank you for joining us. And the Lord has a lot for us tonight. He has some things to say. And there's some blessings here for everyone. Amen? If you are by chance or on an iPhone or an Android cellular device, the same instructions are for you as well. Just sign in to MiracleInternetChurch.com on your browser. And when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see three white lines on a black background. Click that. That's your link, and it opens up all the other links on the page. Amen. Praise God. And if you need further instructions, you may ask a question in the chat room or you may scroll up in the chat room and read the posted announcements. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, you know, we're growing in the Lord and we're learning more and more about what the Lord is expecting of us all. You know, God has great expectations for us as individuals, as Christians, as whatever our profession happens to be, and as the body of Christ. Amen? So I'm so happy that the Lord is bringing us along, that we're learning his word. We're learning how to use his word. We're learning how to do spiritual warfare. We're learning how to stand in battle. We're learning how to war through extensive battles, through long ones. We are happy to see the growth that the Lord is bringing in this body. Amen. So let's put our hands together for Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and our Heavenly Father that are doing all the hard work while we reap the benefits. Amen. Pleasure to be your pastor. And I know that Brother Bill and I, along with Brother Marshall, are very happy to see such an excited group of people that really do want the word of the Lord in their lives. You really do want to obtain the blessings that the Lord has for you in the land of the living. You really do want to see miracles happen. You want to see your prayers answered. It's a blessing, you know. There are so many places where the pastors are discouraged because the saints don't seem to be too interested in God. But you know, saints, that's the only fountain of life there really is. You know, they have that place in St. Augustine they call the Fountain of Youth, but that's not what it really is. The only fountain of youth and life is found in our Savior and in our relationship to him. He's forever pruning us and developing us and encouraging us and correcting us and causing us to grow. Amen? It means we're very much alive and healthy. That's what growth means. It means we're alive and healthy. We are in most of the nations around the world. That's right. We are in most of the nations. We have someone listening. In most of the nations around the globe. That's an awesome thing to say. for this ministry. And I am so proud of the Lord and so proud of the work he has been doing over the many years that we've been on the air. Amen. And I'm proud of you that you are still with us and that you're growing. You're inviting others to come and join us. They will need these words in the days to come. Trust me, saints. Time is winding up, and as you can see, the plan of the globalists, the New World Order is rolling out under this administration, and we need to do everything that we can do to help others to find Jesus Christ. He is the only salvation that there is, and he is the one that protects us as we go through this life. He guides us and directs us. He gives us his strength and his love, his mercy and his grace. We need him. We need him all the time. We need his strength. We need his vision and his wisdom. So there isn't anybody on the planet that doesn't have a problem, and there isn't anybody on the planet that doesn't need Jesus Christ. Amen? So if you're so concerned, well, they may not. They go to this church, and I can't witness to them because, well, yes, you can. They have needs. Everybody has needs. Amen? And everybody needs Jesus. Don't ever forget that. Everybody needs Jesus. Amen? Amen. Going to go before the Lord our God in prayer, and we're going to ask the Father to give us some strength for the days to come because things are happening quickly. Some of you saw the article that was posted in the MIC radio chat by me earlier this week. It answers some questions that many of you have had. I know it was a question I was concerned about, and I'm grateful that the Lord provided the answer. Amen. You see, there are people who want to run the world that God did not appoint to run the world. It's his world, you see. And if you actually take the time to investigate this website thoroughly, you will find a lot of answers to those kinds of questions because they're already here. You know, we had the privilege and the honor of having Dr. Pat's writings to remain with us. So we have access to that information. So we don't need to be lost and afraid. We can go boldly forward when others are afraid to step out the front door, you see? So I want to encourage you to explore the website more than you have. There's more information here than you realize. There's more truth here than you've been able to absorb thus far. But the answers are here. The Lord is blessing us tremendously. And so regardless of how much warfare we're coming into, yes, you see, without any warfare, you have a tendency to get lax. And everybody knows that if you're a salmon swimming upstream, it's swimming against the current that develops the muscles and the taste in the fish. Well, we have opposition. The enemy doesn't like that we're growing. He doesn't like that we're blessing people all over the world. Well, that's just too bad because that's what we're going to do. Amen? We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to grow and change. God's going to answer more and more of our prayers. And that's the way it is. Amen? Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for leading us and guiding us and for strengthening us and blessing us. Amen? Amen. Let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that your word is truth, Lord. We thank you that your word is truth. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for your power and your strength. Yes, there is power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. We come before you, Father, admitting our weaknesses, our faults, our failures, our shortcomings, our iniquities, and our sins. We ask for your forgiveness, and we thank you, Lord, for blessing us with your grace and mercy, for washing us clean in the blood, Lord, for giving us that fresh start again, and for helping us to have in you, to believe what you tell us, to trust in what you promise that you will do in our lives. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because, Lord, we know that you are health to our bodies and to our bones. And so we honor you with our substance, Lord. We thank you, Father, and we ask you to bless all those who give in the offering, who give their tithes, who give consistently without being prompted, Lord, because they love you. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the honor. We ask for a blessing upon their personal lives, their finances, wherever they stand in need, Father. We thank you for releasing your blessing. We thank you for open windows and the blessing pouring out upon your people and for you rebuking the devourer for our sakes in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that our barns are going to be plenty and that whatever we need, you will provide in Jesus' name. We thank you for the most recent fast, Father, and for the outpouring of your spirit as we fasted and sought you and came before you and repented of our areas of pride, places that we hadn't even thought that that was pride. But you pointed it out. What are you depending on? And so, Father, thank you for that. Thank you. We truly desire to walk in true humility, not in hypocrisy, not in an open show or a display of some sort, but humility that comes from our hearts to you. We choose to honor you, and we choose to bless you with obedience in Jesus' name. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we want to thank you for the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the power in his name. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went through what it took for you to be given and granted a name that is above every name. A name that has power in the heavenlies, in the earth, and in the deep, and in every sphere and every world everywhere that exists. We want to thank you for that. And we release the power in the name of Jesus over this congregation right now. We release the power in the name of Jesus Christ over each person that comes to listen, to open their hearts to the word, to believe, and to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, his timings, his maneuvers, his tactics, his devices, his plans, his orders. And we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his evil kingdom. We bind up, Father, all black oil sent against this ministry and its membership in Jesus' name. We return it to the sender according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over every hindrance and every blockage in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of the enemy, and we throw his tactics back upon his own head in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We unblock every block, and we move out of the way every hindrance. We thank you, Father, that you cause us to rise above it in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment or in wicked advice, we bind and condemn in Jesus' name. We give you the preeminence, Lord Jesus. We say that you take first place in our lives. We come into agreement with you, Lord, and we close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We bind the open door of weariness in well-doing in the name of Jesus Christ. We close it suddenly, Father, and we ask you to seal it in the name of Jesus Christ. We surrender our lives to you, Lord, and we ask you to use us as you see fit in Jesus' name. We thank you for the anointing that breaks and destroys the yoke of bondage to sin in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation devils, all sorcery devils and their attacks, every seducing, womanizing, drone or whoredom spirits and their attacks, all spirits that bring remote viewing. We bind the voices of the stranger and their attacks. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks. We bind all microwave frequency weapons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Santeria, Buddhist black magic, Hindu, African, European, Australian, Caribbean, Latin, black magic, white magic, and witchcraft. In every culture, everywhere, be it past, present, we bind every order, rank, and type of witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. And we return those attacks back on the senders in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, and we bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind the prince of the power of the air and return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind all the witchcraft done against the members of this church from the deep, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We return it to the senders in Jesus' name. Everything that they have done to chain, to tie up our members, to attack our members, we send it back where it came from, Father. You ordered no such in Jesus' name. Your power is greater, Lord Jesus, than any power of any spirit everywhere. You're Almighty God. We worship you and we worship none other. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves and every spirit that exalts logic, human reasoning, and science against the kingdom of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind every spirit that walks in pure pride, Lord, the pride that Satan walks in Jesus' name. We bind their witchcraft attacks on Christians everywhere, even in the political realms, in the health realms, in the social services realm. We bind their witchcraft attacks and return them in Jesus' name. We bind every witchcraft attack that has attacked any member of this ministry on their job in Jesus' name. We return those attacks wherever they came from in the name of Jesus. And we call out to the righteous judge And we thank you, Father, for your righteous judgment in each instance in Jesus' name. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We bind the formation of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and spirits of infirmity and supplanting. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind every death attack in Jesus' name, and we return it wherever it came from, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, all forms of voodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the cages and we set the captives free. We break all bands of wickedness off the people in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of oppression, every spirit of depression, and spirits of cancellation, things we schedule. And the devil comes along to cancel. We break your grip and hold. We break your ordering, your scheduling, and your interference in Jesus' name. We send your wickedness back upon you in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the covenant. On mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and of course the king of pride. We bind premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnations, hauntings, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards, and every form of sacrifice or ritual work and abuse that comes to attack any true Christian anywhere in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you all in the name of Jesus. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, and Neptune, and other devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the Harry Potter and the Narnia devils in Jesus' name, and whatever the most recent set that's actually the same old devils with a new name, we bind you too in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, on these demonic weapons, Thank you, Father, for taking that out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over the finances of everyone in this ministry, Father, in Jesus' name. And we declare that our finances are blessed. We declare that our prosperity and our lives are blessed because we belong to Jesus, and his blessings have become our blessings. So, Father, there is no curse that the enemy can throw our way that Jesus did not take on the cross of Calvary. His sacrifice is greater and more powerful than any other sacrifice anywhere, at any time, for any reason. So we thank you, Father, that you have taken away the wickedness that has been sent against some of our membership in Jesus' name. We bind the wicked and their wickedness in Jesus' name. The word declares that their wickedness returns on their own heads. We thank you, Father, that you have given ample provision in your word for enemies coming against us in Jesus' name. We send their evil works back where they came from, and we cast our care upon you, Lord, because we know that you care for us. We give you praise, and we lift up holy hands to you now, Lord, without wrath and without doubting in Jesus' name. The Bible says that they will hate us because they hated you, and that the servant is not greater than his master. So, Lord, we bind all the spirits of rejection and persecution that have come against the body of Christ in Jesus' name. We bind every wicked initiation of the devil in the name of Jesus. We bind carnal attempts at hindering our walk in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind ill-informed counselors that give the wrong advice in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that the light of God comes through. We thank you for the light of God coming through. We thank you for Jesus Christ, the light of the world, coming through. We thank you for your light, Lord. There are those that claim light, but theirs is a false light. We thank you for the true light of the world coming through, Father. We thank you for the breakthroughs in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. We declare breakthroughs in every area. We thank you for the breakthroughs. We thank you for the breakthroughs. We thank you for the breakthroughs, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the grace of breakthroughs, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in every area of our lives. We thank you for powerful, powerful miracles and breakthroughs coming our way in Jesus' name. Press in, saints. The enemy will not catch us unaware. He will not catch us by surprise. He will not catch us off guard. We break his entrapments in Jesus' name. We break through the entrapments in the name of Jesus Christ. He does not have us caged in, rather the cage is for him, in the name of Jesus. Break it in Jesus' name. Satan, we break your gripping hold in the name of Jesus. Your spying tactics will not work. Your demonic surveillance, we destroy in the name of Jesus Christ. Every work that you have worked against us, we put it under the feet of Jesus and in the hands of God the Holy Spirit. Your schemes of betrayal, we break in Jesus' name. We destroy them. We undo them. We tear them apart in Jesus' name.
Every python spirit is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All your uncleanness is bound and exposed in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over the acronym HAPPY in Jesus' name. We break its grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. We break its grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. We destroy it at its root and its root workings in the name of Jesus. We place it under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We hand it to God, the Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Father, for it in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your judgments against it, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Ruko tarabrisa tarabrica de diosur, leleria satarabrica de diai. Reke sendarabrica de diosundarabriki. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, to call for justice and to plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander in chief, and whom we serve and obey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Father, that you watch over your people continually, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of our membership as they go on vacations. They're on the road. They're traveling everywhere, Father. We ask you to cover them with the blood of Jesus. We ask you to release your angels, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for covering us in the blood, surrounding us with your wall of fire, with your glory in the midst. We thank you for surrounding us with your warring, linking angels and your praising angels, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Rola la ria sar ricisa tera brica de dio sotto roia chiesa tera brica de diai reche tera brisce tera brusto toro bri. We thank you, Father, for giving us the armor of God. We raise the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked, along with the pins, needles, and spears of voodoo in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, sorcerer, and all of their wickedness, all of their spells, vexes, hexes, curses, charms, fetishes, psychic warfare, death, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, mind control, voodoo, sorcery, magic, torment, incense and candle burnings, incantations, chantings, root works, crystals, hoodoo, tribal rituals and sins, and every type of witchcraft that can be worked. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, that with your sword you cut us free. You circumcise us from every ungodly soul tie, all agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, covenants, pledges, pacts, any form of agreement that brings us into linkage with the demonic realm. We thank you, Father, for giving us liberty in our souls, that not only are we free to repent, but we are free to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we thank you, Lord, for healing us in our bodies, in our spirits, in our minds, and in our relationships. In Jesus' name, and we give you praise. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that although the warfare has been more intense than we expected, we still have the victory in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We give you praise. We worship you, Father, right now. We thank you for your very holy presence, Lord. We thank you for the presence of the Lord engulfing his people, Lord. We just thank you. We take a moment, Lord, to just praise you, to worship you, to lift our hearts before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Yes, Lord, we thank you, and we give you praise. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we lift that up to you, that situation up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the breakthrough, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, saints, tonight our featured psalm is Psalm 140. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 13:13, in Jesus' name. Our featured ebook is on the dangers of astral projection. And those of you that are having problems in your dream life, this is a book that you need to read. On our webpage, across the page, you'll find that it says books and ebooks is one of our links. Also, the link to the book is in the MIC radio chat now. It's been reposted by Brother Bill, whom we thank for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, the Lord wants to talk to us tonight about a snare to the soul. That's right, a snare. What's a snare? A snare is a trap. It's a trap for our souls. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that as we participate in this word that you have for us tonight, that you will reveal to us any snare that has been set for our souls, that we might come before you, Lord, for the solution to it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, saints, advice is an opinion given as to what to do or how to handle a situation. Counsel is advice that is the result of discussion, deliberation, and mutual exchange of ideas and opinions. That's right. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 5, the Bible says that the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. That's not a word that we can take lightly. It's something very important because all of us at some point have to receive counsel on some matter because no one knows everything. And so there are times in our lives that we have to seek counsel on matters that we need more knowledge and wisdom on. And the Bible is saying clearly, so the righteous, when God's bringing those thoughts to us, they're right thoughts. We need to ask the Lord, Lord, is that you? He will confirm it. But the counsels of the wicked are just deceit.
And in a minute, we're going to look at some wicked counsel. Because, you see, wicked counsel can come from places that we're not expecting it. It can come from a place where we have placed our trust. In Psalm 1, verse 1, it reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." You see, there are times, saints, when we must leave our little comfortable place, and the only place we know to get counsel is where we know to get it. So we pray and we ask the Lord to direct our steps and to provide us with the counsel that he would have us to receive. You see, there are all kinds of voices out there in the world, and each voice has some level of significance. But the voice that we want to listen to comes from God and is directed by God. So when we must go into the world system to receive advice, we need to have prayed and done spiritual warfare in advance, that the advice and counsel that we receive from professionals is actually the advice and counsel that the Lord would have for us. Amen? Amen. So you see, in 2 Samuel chapter 13, there's some talk starting at verse 3 about counsel. And it begins this way. This Amnon was one of King David's sons. And so it goes this way. But Amnon had a friend or a counselor. He had a friend whose name was Jonadab. And he was the son of David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. So, well, Pastor, what do you mean? He was a very subtle man. Well, that means he used clever and indirect methods to achieve his mission. His stuff wasn't with an open hand. You didn't get to see what he was doing. It was lurking in the background. It was sly and hidden to some degree. And he said to him, "Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day?" Well, what do you mean, lean? Why are you depressed all the time? What's wrong with you? Aren't you going to tell me? Wilt thou not tell me? And so Amnon said unto him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." Okay. And so what he was saying is that he wanted to be in a romantic way with Absalom's sister, Tamar. And so Jonadab comes up with this plan. He cooks up this plan to get this to come to pass. So Jonadab said unto him, "Lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick." So in other words, pretend to be sick. "And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and fix some food for me, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand." So Amnon lay down. He took the advice and counsel of his friend Jonadab, and he did just that. He pretended to be sick. And when King David came to see him, Amnon said unto the king, "I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat them at her hand." And so King David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat." You say, "Well, Pastor, what's so wrong with that?" Well, first of all, deceit is already in the making. Deceit and hypocrisy and lying are already at work. The devil has an open door already. An open door already. And that's a dangerous thing for the devil to have an open door, because he usually goes through it. So let's examine this matter of counsel and counselors that become a snare to our soul. And so this begins, I'm going to go back and give you a little bit more about that. In 2 Samuel 13, let's go back to verse 1. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister, whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. So he said. And Amnon was so in love, so he said, that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. So we have in this story a clue. She's a virgin. She's never been with a man. And so Amnon, because of that, said, well, I'm not going to easily get her in bed, now am I? So he has a friend to help him plot a method. How awful, how hideous. But you see, people are not always who they pretend to be. So we'll pick up again. And so in verse 8, Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid in the bed pretending to be sick. And so she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes for him and baked the cakes. She did the cooking, and he laid there groaning, pretending to be sick. And so after she finished the meal, in verse 9, she took it, poured it out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, have out all men from me. And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me. For no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. She was not in agreement with his plan. She was an unwilling victim to his guile, his deceit, and his lie. And she said to him, and whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Howbeit he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise, be gone. And she said unto him, there is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other thou hast didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. Then he called his servant that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of divers colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparel. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went on crying. And Absalom her brother said unto her, hath Amnon thy brother been with thee? Hold now thy peace, my sister, He is thy brother. Regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. Now you say, what evil and what wickedness. But you see, saints, the wicked counsel of Jonadab set this in motion. Wicked counsel. Very, very wicked counsel. You see, evil associations or friendships can have an ungodly effect upon our beliefs, our attitudes, our actions, and as it is in this case, over our physical and spiritual well-being. We are many times overly influenced by those who are in our network of friends and associates, even family members. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, be not deceived. Evil communications or evil companionship corrupts good manners. Wrong friends, wrong associates, wrong coworkers, whoever it happens to be, it corrupts good manners, good morals. And the Lord wants to remind us of that. You see? Those evil communications and evil companionships corrupt us. They corrupt the good that is in us. This applies to kids and to adults. To corrupt means to change from a sound condition to an unsound condition, to spoil or to contaminate, to pervert, to mix with foreign matter, or to influence with wickedness. So you see, in our history lesson today, we see that Amnon was corrupted with wickedness by Jonadab. He had enough of his own. He didn't need any help. You see, he had a wicked counselor, and it eventually cost him his life. So corrupting relationships can be disastrous or even fatal. So this is an area in the life of the Christian that should be placed into the hands of the Holy Spirit for oversight and governance. God's grace acts in our lives to make us pure and spiritually and morally strong in the Lord. Amen? It is so. You know, I'm thinking about some of the things that I've seen in the news in recent years. And there have been cases where young girls have friends, and probably the person that they befriend is a schoolmate. They go over to the schoolmate's house. They think it's going to be girl talk. They're just going to be over there talking. Well, that's not the way it turns out. They're over there watching TV, being friendly, and the next thing you know, there's someone that shows up, and that person is male, older, friends with one of them, but not all of them. And before it's all over, it's a very horrible scene. Innocence is lost. Violence takes place. Battery happens. Sometimes somebody doesn't come out alive. Hopefully somebody goes to prison. This is the world we live in. And so it's important that those that are close to a Christian have been vetted by the Holy Spirit. those that are close to a Christian have to have the approval of God Almighty. We can't take people at face value anymore because there are many masks that people wear. So we have to be wise. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, the Bible says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." So it's very, very important that we have the right friendships and the right relationships. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." And be strong in the Lord. Stay with the Lord. Don't try to keep part of your life to yourself and the Lord can talk to you about other parts of your life. No, every part of your life should be open to the Lord. In Psalm 119, verse 63, it reads as follows, "I am a companion of all them that fear thee." In other words, I'm friends, Lord, with people that reverence you, that honor you, that bow before you, and of them that keep thy precepts. And of them that obey your laws, that obey your word, those are the people that I'm a companion to, not others. Not others. I'm not on the television watching people that are not portraying the kind of life that you're calling me to live, a holy life, following their example. I'm not doing the things they do and repeating the things they say. That's not my example in this life. And so I can't be friends with those on the other side of YouTube. And I can't be friends with those on the other side of the television who show me something that's not godly and not holy. I can't give them my time and my attention, because they will draw me and seduce me away from the things of God and draw me into bondage of Satan. That's what happens, you see. The attitudes and beliefs of worldly people do not match with those of Jesus Christ. Their ways of doing things position to our God. You'll find that if you're in social media or YouTube or any of those other outlets, you'll find people giving their opinions, their points of view, what they want to say, and it's not in line with the scripture. It's not holy. It's not righteous. It's not pure. It's not clean. You can't allow yourself to be involved with those kinds of things, you see, because it will pull you away from the Lord, and it will contaminate you with wickedness and corrupt you. That's why God wants us to remain set apart for him, holy, pure, chaste. Even chaste in our thought life. So we have to be very, very careful as we seek association with others. The Bible says in Psalm 2, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. We want to be separate from them, holy people, because we want to do whatever we want to do. We don't want their rules and their structure and their regulations. We want to be free to do whatever we feel like doing whenever we feel like doing it. And we don't want anybody to oppose us. And you hear a lot of that during this month where pride is being celebrated by certain groups. They don't want any restraint. They want to be lawless. They want to walk in iniquity. It's a pitiful shame, but they do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning with verse 6, know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? You say, well, what does that mean? Well, you see, leaven and a lump talks about baking and bread. If you put a little baking powder in, it causes the bread to rise. It leavens the whole lump. It changes it from what it once was to what it has become. And in the Bible, many times, leaven is a synonymous with sin. So the Bible is saying to us, a little sin affects the whole lump. A little contamination affects your whole Christian life. That's what the Bible is saying. Compromise affects your entire walk, and your walk affects the walk of all the people you're connected to. So we are advised in the next, in verse 7, purge out therefore the old leaven, that old sin, your old sin life, and its habits and its tendencies and its associations and its ways of looking at life and proceeding, that you may be a new lump as ye are unleavened. You don't have that sin. It's been purged out of you. For Jesus Christ was sacrificed for us, you see. It's important, as we're learning Scripture and growing in the Lord, that we don't allow old ways to creep back in due to our passivity. We're so laid back and relaxed that certain things that we had dropped off before have crept back in. We have to be very careful of that, you see. There is a serious danger in fellowshipping with those who have turned away from the Lord and refuse his truth. Yes, they may be old classmates, and we're going to the high school reunion, and we're going to run into them. And we think when we see them again that we're just picking up with an old friend. That's what we think. But you see, the devil has a plan and a plot. See, you don't know who that person has become over the years. You haven't seen them for decades. And so now you think they're pretty much just the same person you used to know and hang out with. They've just gotten older, just like you. Well, you never know. You never know. You just don't know. They might have come to the Lord, but they might be a Satanist. You just don't know. In James chapter 4, verse 4, it says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? It declares war on God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So, saints, we need to be cautious, very, very cautious, and we need to seek the counsel of the Lord. In Psalm 78, verse 57, Psalm 78, verse 57, it says that these kind of people are turned aside like a deceitful bow. You pick the bow up. You're ready to put your arrow in place in archery and let it sail to the target. But the bow doesn't do what the bow's supposed to do. It fails you. That's what we're talking about tonight. In Galatians chapter 2, beginning with verse 4, Galatians chapter 2, beginning with verse 4, it talks about false brethren that came in unawares. No one knew that they were false brethren. They thought they were just like everybody else. But they showed up to privately spy out the liberty that the new Christians had in Christ Jesus. Why? Because they had, a hidden agenda. That hidden agenda was to bring some of those new Christians into bondage. They wanted to bring them back into the old ways of doing things. So, we're not supposed to allow old friends, old acquaintances, old classmates, whomever it might be, might even be a new one, might be a friend of an old classmate, to pull us back where we have left. Amen? We're not going to allow for that. You see, there are people who 2 Peter says, 2 Peter chapter 2 says, they have eyes full of adultery. They cannot cease from sin. That's pretty bad. And they seduce, they entice people that are not yet grounded in the Lord. That's what they do. Saints, the Lord can rescue us from pretenders, from hypocrites, from liars, from deceivers, from whores and whoremongers in disguise. And other wicked person can deliver us if we look to him, if we don't wander off in presumption thinking that nothing's going on. The world has changed. It really has. Most of these kinds of situations begin in a very innocent way. You see, they have a heart exercised with covetous practices. They've forsaken the right way and are gone astray. You know, these kinds of people seem like nice people. They don't come off or give the presentation that they're actually wicked. They're sometimes very intelligent, very well-spoken, but that doesn't mean that their hearts aren't wicked. You say, well, Dr. Sabrina, am I supposed to be suspicious of everyone? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we ought to humble ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to vet these acquaintances before we get too involved with them. Amen? You know, when you were going to school, she was your best girlfriend. But you haven't seen her in a good long time. What's she been doing? Think she's going to tell you that now she's with these group of friends and they go out once a month and worship the moon? No, she's not going to tell you that. But if you listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll help you to see right past the disguise. Amen? You see, many of these situations begin very innocently. It is later on, as relationships develop, that the hand of the enemy grabs hold of the believer. Just as you are making significant progress in the Lord and your faith is really growing, here comes the enemy disguised as a friend an old acquaintance, a coworker who needs to know the Lord, a neighbor, a high school classmate. Only the Lord knows who that person will actually turn out to be, or the suffering that a saint will incur if they miss the warning signs given by the Holy Spirit. They even come cloaked as ministers of the gospel. Yes, they do. They come cloaked as ministers of the gospel, wolves in sheep's clothing. The Bible says that those who are hidden among the believers are a disgrace and a stain within the body. Why? Because they deceive us by living a double standard. They act one way around the saints and a different way around others. Some of them are full of sexual sin. Their attentions seem to be alluring. Some of them have very charismatic or winning personalities, especially to those who are not yet grounded in Christ. See, you're new at walking in the Lord, some of you, and you're not used to some of the wiles or suggestions or temptations of the enemy because you're still new and fresh. Well, you see, the enemy has been around a long time, and he's got a lot of sneaky little nasty ways. And he will slip them in unawares if you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. In verse 18, it says, "For when they speak great swelling words of vanity," empty words, just a bunch of lies, "they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those who were clean escaped from them who live in error." See, you've gotten away from them and what they do and their wickedness. You see, when they promise liberty, they're not telling you that they themselves are actually the servants of corruption. The servants of corruption. Think about that. They're in bondage to corruption. And their aim, especially the aim of the demons that are in them, is to corrupt you. That is it. They're there to corrupt you. You know, it's nice to meet new people on vacation, but let the Holy Spirit vet who you're meeting. Amen? You just don't know. You really don't, you see? You see, these people are as useless as a dried up riverbed. No water or refreshing to be found. They promise much and deliver nothing. They proudly boast about their sins and their conquests, and using lust as their bait. You know, there are all kinds of lust, not just sexual. There are all kinds of lust. Their desires to be such and such, desires to know certain things, desires to do something later on, and here comes this person talking about, well, you know, I do such and such, and that was an interest of yours, and now they have your undivided attention. But you really don't know who you're talking to. Amen? Amen, it's so. Male, female, they're all out there. The world is full of kinds of people. And before you know it, they lure us back into sin, especially those that have now escaped from the sins of their past. When a person has escaped from the wickedness that is in the world by coming to and following Jesus Christ, and then gets involved with sin and becomes a slave to sin again, that person is far worse off than before. That's what happens when a believer returns to their old sin again. You see, it's not that you headed out the door with your friends that night because you wanted to get into sin. You all were supposed to be having a party and some friends come over. Well, then some other people show up that you don't know. But your girlfriend over there with her fast little ways, she knows them. And before you know it, it's something evil and wicked. Oh, yes, sir. The Holy Spirit says to tell you about this. Well, many years ago, I was working for a company, and it was an outstanding company. And as I was working this one particular day, I was in the lunchroom ahead of most people because it was my intention to go ahead and warm my lunch and then could go ahead and get out of everyone's way. There were only two microwaves to use, and there were a lot of people. And I overheard some people saying something about there was going to be some guests coming to celebrate somebody's birthday in the cafeteria, or rather in the lunchroom, during the lunch break time. And, you know, I normally don't pay any attention to most things, but this caught my ear. Because what they were saying was that some people were going to come and do some provocative dancing in the lunchroom. And so, having gotten wind of this, the Holy Spirit gave me this little nudge. And so I got the impression that I needed to go ahead and warm my food, eat it, and get out of the lunchroom as fast as I could that day. Well, I did. I didn't go around telling people that because I wasn't really sure what I was overhearing. I just knew that I needed to get out of the lunchroom. So after I ate lunch, I went back into my workspace, and I proceeded to mind my own business, and to continue working. Well, after the lunch period was over, everyone came back into the warehouse. And some of the ladies told me what had happened. As it seems, there was a group during lunch that was celebrating one of the person's birthdays. And for the birthday, they invited some strippers to come to the building during the lunch period and dance provocatively during the lunch period. Well, you see, the people that didn't know anything about that happening, which was most of the people in the lunchroom, were in shock. I don't know how much clothes was removed because I wasn't in there and I didn't want to ask. But several people, many people, a lot of people came out quite upset. So you see, Saint, you never can tell when wickedness is going to pop its head up. Now, I wasn't expecting that, but I was paying attention to the Holy Spirit while I was warming my lunch at the microwave. See, you never know when the enemy is right around the corner. The Holy Spirit, you see? So, in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26, it says that the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces them. In Proverbs 19, verse 27, we are told to hear the instruction. Cease to hear the instruction that causes us to err from the words of knowledge. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 30, heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them. After that, they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Don't go running behind them and their ways. It's a trap. It's a snare. You see, a snare is a trap that is well hidden from the unaided eye. You can't see it just by looking around. And when it comes to making agreements and covenants with the ungodly, the Bible says in Exodus 23, beginning with verse 32, thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their God. Amen? They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me, God is saying. For if thou serve their God, it will surely be a snare unto thee. We're not supposed to make any agreement or covenants with them, because their gods, or whatever it is they're following after now, we're to be very circumspect and not foolish. We're to go before the Lord. That's why we teach you about Proverbs 3. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And you know, saints, it's dangerous to stand up there and talk about the depths of your private life with people that you know are wicked. It's just not wisdom. Because before you know it, you said more than you intended to say. And you ended up coming into some agreement with them that you probably should not have. It's a dangerous thing to let your mouth just go on and on when you're in the presence of people that you know don't truly honor the Lord. Amen? We should think about that. In Exodus 34, the Bible says, starting with verse 10, the Lord says, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I'll drive out before thee the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whether thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. Saints, be careful. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. In verse 15, it says, thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their God. How interesting. We're told that we have to be extremely careful because our children are involved. And when our children intermingle with others that don't worship our God, that don't serve him, that have kundalini spirits, And then they decide this is their friend. The next thing you know, they're starting to backslide. They're not reading their Bible every day. They're running around with this new person. Then they marry this person. And now the problem is now not just your child dating someone. The problem is a member of your family. Your family's now been infiltrated by the enemy. You know, I know of a lady, I met her many years ago. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to keep up with her after I moved, but I met her many years ago. And she was telling me about her son who backslid. He started dating this young lady that wasn't a Christian. And so they were getting along, so the young lady wanted to marry her son. And the mother protested, and she told the young lady to her face that she protested and was not in agreement. And so the young lady wanted to know why. She said, because you are not a Christian. And she opened her Bible and turned to the scriptures and began to show the young lady where the Lord says that we're not supposed to intermarry with those that don't have like precious faith. We're not even supposed to consider someone who is not a bona fide believer and Christian in that manner at all. And be wary of those who say that they are, because they have to bring forth fruit. We're told to look at the fruit, not just how they present in our presence, but how are they out of our presence. Amen? God's very, very particular about his children. And in Deuteronomy, he tells us not to have pity on them. We shouldn't serve their gods, because that will be a snare and a trap to us. Amen? A snare and a trap. It happened that way with Solomon. And in 1 Kings chapter 11, 1 Kings chapter 11, beginning with verse 4, for it came to pass when Solomon was old. You see, this doesn't just happen to young people. This happens all through life. When Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise he did for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrifice unto their God. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel. And the Lord had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded. It caused some serious problems for Solomon's children. For the Lord removed the kingdom from Solomon's children. So you see, it matters, saints. It's not a light thing in the Lord's eyes. Not at all. Who we associate with, who we allow in our close acquaintances, who we allow in our home, who we go to visit, who we are friends with. The Lord is very interested in this area tonight. You see, the enemy tempts the saints because we are under an illusion that what we are encountering is indeed desirable. Eve thought that way, and see how it turned out? We must ask the Holy Spirit unmask our temptations so that we can see them for what they are in truth, not in mystery, but plainly seen. In Proverbs, correction, Psalms 141 and verse 4, incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Proverbs 24, verse 1. Proverbs 24, verse 1. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. Neither desire to be with them. Proverbs 23, beginning with verse 6. Proverbs 23, beginning with verse 6. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meat. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. That's pretty plain. Be very careful who you hang out with, who you invite over, who you go to visit. Be very careful, saints. This is a wicked and evil world. Amen? Saints, we need the conviction and strength to make righteous choices in relationships, whether they be business, professional, social, personal, church, and otherwise. We need the conviction and strength of the Lord to make righteous choices in relationships. In Psalm 26, verse 4, Psalm 26, verse 4, I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers, with troublemakers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with, I'm not hanging out with them. I'm not going to be seen in public with them. They're not going to be my buddies. They're not going to be my BFF. It's a choice we make. Psalm 119, verse 115. Psalm 119, verse 115. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. I will obey God's commandments. So all you evildoers, you keep right on going. Don't come near me. Amen? Proverbs 9, verse 6. Proverbs 9, verse 6. Forsake the foolish and live. Forsake the foolish and live. And go in the way of understanding. You know, the Lord's reminding me of something that happened in this area of the nation. Not too long ago, this young lady was at home with her parents. It was around one in the morning. And at some point, the parents discovered that the child was no longer in the house. Well, there was a hunt out the next day for this young lady. And lo and behold, they found her body in the woods. She'd been murdered. And they tracked it down to a young man that she had sneaked out of the house to chat with, talk with, whatever it is they were going to do, at 1 or 2 in the morning. So, The police were involved. The sheriff was involved. The whole community. It was all on the news. They had this great large funeral for this, I think she was in junior high, very nice looking young lady on the news. But she went out of the protection of her parents' home in the middle of the night in what they considered to be a very nice community. It was what people call a very nice neighborhood. Let me tell you something about nice neighborhoods. They're only as nice as the people that live in them. You see, Jesus Christ was raised in the ghetto, in Nazareth. So truthfully, it's not the manicured lawns. It's not the nice houses. Not it. It's not the gated community. It's who's living there that makes it nice or not. Amen? It's who's living there. It's not the embellishments. It's not the community swimming pool. It's not all that. It's not the cars that are parked in the garage. It's who is living there. That's what makes the difference. Psalm 101, verse 4 says, a froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Froward means stubbornly contrary and disobedient. A stubbornly contrary and disobedient person, I'm not going to have them in my friendship. In verse 7, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell in my house. My, what about that if that's your grown child? You know, there's some parents, elderly parents, that experience elder abuse because their grown child took advantage of them, stole their money, didn't feed them, didn't take them to the doctor's appointment, and other abuses. So tell me, would you have courage to put your child out? We need courage to live holy in these days. You see, I know of several of these kinds of occurrences where the parent is elderly. Their child is there, and they think their child is going to take care of them and their affairs. And what the child does is make sure none of that the elderly person's friends come by anymore. They isolate the person. The person has no social contact anymore. They're busy stealing the person's money, their parents' money, and taking advantage of them. And one day the mortgage hasn't been paid in so long that somebody gets put out on the street. How awful. But you see, problems and deceitful people can be in your own house. Fly shall not tarry in my sight. Eli had problems like that. You see? In Matthew chapter 10, verse 36, it says, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Sometimes we have to separate from those that we have raised or those that we grew up with. Sometimes your brethren, your brothers or your sisters, just as it was in our history about David's children, they're the ones out to do you harm. Amen? We're not supposed to be buddy-buddy with God's enemies. If we ignore the Lord's warnings to us, we will be punished. You see, in 2 Chronicles, Jehoshaphat had to make some decisions. Because the question was put to him, shouldest thou help the ungodly? Jehoshaphat was a godly king and loved them that hate the Lord? Should we be out there helping the ungodly in ways the Lord does not want us to help them? Should we be loving in the way that the Lord does not approve those that hate him? Should we become friends with those that hate the Lord and be turned against the Lord? So therefore is wrath come upon thee from before the Lord. You see? In Ephesians 5, starting with verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. Many a young person has ended up going to prison for a crime they didn't actually commit. They just happened to be in the car joyriding when one of the persons in the car goes in the store. They're out in the car just listening to the music, and somebody goes in the store, pulls out a gun, tries to hold up the shopkeeper, kills the shopkeeper, and comes running out, jumping back in the car, and they don't even realize what has happened. But that's the end of their lives. Why? Because they're going to go to prison as an accomplice. And if it was using a firearm, that's the end of their world right there. They didn't do anything wrong. They were just with the wrong people at the wrong time. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We are over severely warned from Scripture not to even associate with so-called Christians who persist in willful rebellion. Romans 16:17 says, brethren, mark them that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine, to the teachings that you have learned, and avoid them, and avoid them. So you see, saints, God is very serious with us. Very, very serious with us about our association and what's going on in this world. He wants us protected and safe. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11, but now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother. That's right. They're called a saint, be a fornicator or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer. That means they're forever getting in a fight. They live with strife. Or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one know not to eat. There it is. It's as plain as it can be. God hasn't changed. He means that. Yes, he does. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. He's decided he wants to play the fence. He wants to go into the world when it's convenient and in the church when he feels like it. Well, guess what? You have to withdraw from those people. That's a commandment of the Lord. But That isn't that being unloving and unfriendly? No, that's being obedient to God Almighty. And that's sparing yourself a lot of heartbreak and a lot of trouble and a lot of suffering in the name of foolishness. Amen? Amen. I hope that you will recast this message, because the Lord he was very serious about this message. You have to watch who your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your godchildren hang out with and who they bring along with you. Good people have been arrested because they were in the company of the wrong person at the wrong time. You see, saints, in Psalm 91, in Psalm 124, and even in Hosea 9, the Lord promises to deliver us out of the devil's snare and trap, but we must fast, pray, and obey. Amen? Amen. So I hope that you got something out of this. I hope you heard the Lord speaking to you. And I hope that your antennas, so to speak, are up, because this is a timely word for the days that we live in. Amen? Amen. Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Listen and heed, and that will make your warfare so much easier if you'll just listen to these messages and do what you're told, because all those people that come around you that aren't walking right, it's like fleas jumping off a dog jumping on you. It's just amazing how much extra warfare you'll have. Praise you, Lord, for showing us that and teaching us that. And I even realize I've got to cut someone off at work that I work with. I can't be just rattling on the phone with them anymore when we ask each other questions. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Now, we have some awesome praise reports. Back on the 11th, RT said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I received deliverance tonight when Pastor Sabrina was praying. I feel so much stronger. Before her prayer, I was feeling very weak. And y'all keep seeing every time that before every broadcast, Pastor Sabrina's up there tearing down the principalities, breaking the witchcraft off of all of us, and I keep posting it in there so y'all can see that. Get in agreement. Start praying, and you'll all have the same testimony that RT has here. Praise God. Thank you for that, Lord. Amori has a praise report. She received a check in the mail she didn't even know she was going to get from the stimulus. Praise you for that, Lord. And Rahel says, thank you, Jesus, for saving Erickson's life. He was in the hospital and he's being stabilized. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Rahel had put a prayer request in the prayer room and y'all came up and prayed in agreement. And thank you, Lord. And please save his soul, Lord, too, in Jesus' name. Dina has a praise report. Praise God, in the middle of deliverance last night, I was prompted to look at my feet and behold, they were crossed. I uncrossed them and recast the sermon and did deliverance again today. I wanted to make sure all those devils came out when my feet were crossed, when I had that stubborn fantasy demon since childhood and was determined he wasn't coming out. The devil is a liar. Saints, even if they say they're not coming out, they have to. They have to obey the name of Jesus. And they'll act like they're not, but they have to obey. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for that testimony, Lord Jesus. And we have another one from her while doing deliverance on episode 5502, the root cause of diabetes. When I started coughing, I could hear audibly my heartbeat pounding very loudly, and instinctively I bound it in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And when I coughed, some of the heartbeat sound came back again, and I bound it and sent it to the feet of Jesus and caged it, and it was gone. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. RT has a praise report. Excuse me. Let's see. Covering myself, healing family and testimony under the blood of Jesus. I just want to praise God for his love, his grace, his mercy. I thank God for healing during this fast in my wrist, my sides, my bladders, my kidneys are not being attacked as usual. Pain is going away and urination is getting less at night and during the day. Praise you, Lord. I realize that these were fiery darts, the enemy. And thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Who can be against our God? Thank you, Lord. When we have God on our side, nobody wins, just Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Gladys has a praise report. I ask for prayer for my friend Harry and cousin Walter, who were sick in the hospital with COVID. My friend Harry is out of the incubation and recovered from the lung infection from COVID. And praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. And my cousin Walter passed away earlier this week from an infection, but Mom got to speak to him that week before he passed away and led him to the Lord. So that's praise the key the right there, saints. Praise you for that. Praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. And saints, you'll see all your family members come into the kingdom before they go. And we just give you praise for that because you're given that promise in Acts 2:38 and 39. Praise you, Lord. In case he has a praise report, a man who helped me walk at the beach 2 weeks ago approached KK this past Saturday, commenting on how he could see, I am so much stronger and walking on my own. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing her. Praise you, Lord, for making her stronger and showing her how to fight. Katie has a praise report. Thank you, Lord, for the agreement and binding of a thunderstorm last evening. Well, it's just great, Lord. She put a prayer request in the prayer room, and you saints, you prayed, and looky here, and the thunderstorm stopped. Thank you, Lord, for that. She didn't have any problems. Thank you, Lord. In cases, praise you, Jesus. You allowed me to speak to AK's friend Lisa directly in his name about the spirit of fear, God's supreme power, and asking him for help. AK and I both were discerned that he was absorbent, and AK later told me before Lisa's visit, the Holy Spirit told him that he would witness to Lisa, and he was cleaning up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's exactly what happened. Praise you for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. KK has a praise report. I was able to witness to a Jew because the Lord had provided me with a sign which I could see to plant a seed. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You just got to listen to the Holy Ghost, saints. MN has a praise report. Thank you, Lord, for the safe trip, arrival, and provision. God gave me grace and strength to endure a 12-hour interruption in travel. The train engine had to be switched out twice. Praise you for that, Lord. You had peace over the whole thing. It all worked out. Praise you for that, Lord. Sharon says, praise God. A loud, rude person got in my face and I walked away. Usually, she wouldn't have even. Thank you, Lord. You're changing her. She's getting stronger. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord Jesus. Laura Ann says, praising God, Ronnie was able to get rid of a 4-foot diamondback rattlesnake that crawled into our garage without a gun. He never had to deal with a snake before. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise report. Praise the Lord. We enter to his courts with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for healing our puppy, Marcus. No weapons formed against them shall prosper. And bless the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And you delivered Kyle from an allergic reaction to raw peppers. Thank you, Lord. See, Daryl had put the prayer request in that prayer room, and you answered those prayers. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. thank you. And Lord, we just give you praise, glory, and honor for everything that you're doing and what you might do. And we have one more prayer, praise report. It's from NK. When AK's friend visited our home, I bound up the spirits associated with the girl's phone so nothing ungodly could come into our home through it. When she tried using her internet to look up something, it wouldn't work for anything. The kids even adjusted the modem. I asked them what was wrong and showed them that I had internet access on both the phone and the computer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. These saints, do your warfare. It's amazing what Jesus will do. And we give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord Jesus. These are wonderful praise reports. What do you think of that, Pastor Sabrina? And now back to you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise, praise, and praise.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise. Give you praise, Lord. Amen. Oops. Me and technology here. Okay. Amen. Before we get started on our guest call-ins tonight, I want to remind you that our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. That's area code 319-527-6235, and press 1 so that we will know that you want to talk to us, and we can talk to you tonight. Also, I want everyone to know that tonight, when Brother Marshall joins in the prayers, we're going to be praying about the border wall. We're going to pray about the judge that dismissed the court suit for the hospital employees in Houston, Texas. And he dismissed this suit without them getting any pay because they refused to take the vaccine. It's been quite controversial. We're going to be praying about the housing shortage and the inflated prices. There's a very demonic situation behind all of that. We're going to pray about the migration from California. People are leaving California left and right, and they're moving everywhere else they can go. We're going to pray about the Supreme Court is supposed to rule on provisional ballots and ballot harvesting. We're going to pray about that. And we're also going to pray about the increased cost of living. So those are the things we're going to pray about tonight when Brother Marshall comes to lead us in intercessory prayer. But right now, we are going to go to our guest call-in, and we're going to go to area code 203. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Area code 203.
Hello, Pastor Sabrina. I've called him so many times. Yeah. You've helped me a lot, and I made a lot of progress. I'm actually calling for a side issue that I never brought up, but I was in my second marriage. My ex-wife's son was into Santeria, and before we got a divorce, I woke up and he had clipped my beard. And since then, I've been having strange hair loss, and it's the weirdest thing because it even looks like symbols when the hair falls out, like in these odd patterns. And sometimes it grows back, and then it grows back, and then I'll lose it in another spot. And I just would like to know if I could just get prayer for this issue. It's not major, but it's really weird.
It's really demonic.
Yes, it is, because when I look in the mirror and my mustache, when I shave it, like I can see like almost words, but there's like these hieroglyphic symbols in my mustache. It is the weirdest thing.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the truth that makes us free, Lord. And from Jesus. Our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the devil's mark on our brother in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the work
of that Santeria person. We bind those devils and motivated them. We bind the work that they did. We bind the transference of evil spirits into our brother. We bind the curse that he released on him and on his beard in Jesus' name. We bind every ritual, every root work that was there. All rootings come up in Jesus' name, up and out, in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every curse that he released, every hex, every vex, every spell, using his hair, Lord, his DNA from his hair as a point of contact. Take a deep breath and cough that out. Make yourself microscopic and come out of him now. With the sword of the Spirit, we cut our brother free. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. We cut that snake apart in the name of Jesus. We break those bands of wickedness in Jesus' name. We break all those spells that were put upon him in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. Cough that thing out. The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. We break the powers of any COVID in this brother's life. Loose his body parts in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. And any clothing or any other thing that he might have stolen from you, we cover it in the blood of Jesus. We cut you free from that person in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut you free from their evil and wicked works in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out in Jesus' name. All those demons that entered him, you come out in Jesus' name. Holy fire, the fire of God. Any devices that may have been planted in your body, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind their wicked works. We engulf them in the fire of God, and we command them to come up and out of your body right now in Jesus' name. We submerge you under the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, if he still got that orica, whatever he did, burn that orica in Jesus' name. Talisman, Father, we break that in Jesus' name. Zurra gisa tarabroka baba son terabre. Irishi terabreke deribio surra ha. Did he hate you?
Yes. He didn't like me. He just odd jealousy between his mother and him. He did something similar to his own father. Like before him and his mom got divorced, he put some kind of thing in his father's shoes, and so that's why him and his father and his mom got divorced. So he just had that spirit in him, and he was very sneaky, and he did not like me. And it really manifested near the end of the relationship with his mother. So, yeah, definitely.
Okay, I need you to forgive him.
Oh, yeah, I forgive him. I definitely forgive him.
No, you need to pray to the Lord. No, this is a prayer. We're doing a prayer right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I've seen the lost you past. Oh, sorry. Heavenly Father, in the name.
Go right ahead. This is your prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I'd like to just come before you and to forgive Carlos for what he did to me, and how he affected my life and my health and possibly my marriage. I just want to leave this in your hands, Lord Jesus, and I thank you for giving me the grace to forgive him. Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over all the spirits that attended Carlos's wickedness in Jesus' name. We bind all of those devils and the wickedness he did to break up two marriages in Jesus' name. Break it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we put Carlos in your hands and we ask you if it's possible to save his soul in Jesus' name. But we bind all the wickedness, all the satanic and demonic acts that he has done. Because the Bible says, Lord, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Rita, pusha mama mama. Regedara brisa, tara brisa, di dioso toro brisa de. Stulla la deyasa, rugola le deyasa, de brisa de dioso, tara broca de dianda. Ruga de brisa, tara reca de brocha, de dianda, rugola le deyasa, tara brisa. Ike ba 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 brocha, tara broca, kaka koko se, ya regesa tara brocha, le deyaka. In the name of Jesus
Christ.
Lord, loose our brother from these curses because you became a curse for him. And we ask, Father, that you release the blessings and to take this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now,
oh.
You get your anointing oil and anoint your beard and your skin.
Okay.
And continue to do that for some time till the Holy Spirit tells you, okay, that's enough. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Pastor.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you,
too. Brother, pray in your prayer language for that young man because he needs God desperately. Pray in your prayer language. Just pray in your prayer language. Lord, if our brother has anything in his possession unknowingly that that young man worked powers on, we ask that you reveal it to our brother so that he can get rid of it and destroy it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your kindness. We thank you and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Area code 747, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Dr. Sabrina. I've called before, and I've gotten a lot of deliverance. So thank you for that, and I thank you, the Lord Jesus, for everything that he's doing in my life. I would like prayer for a few things. I feel there's a tightness around on my lower back, around my waist, around that area. There's a tightness. I feel there's a resistance and a kind of a satanic rage. I feel it's lingering in me, and also on my scalp, on my hair. I've experienced hair loss, a lot of hair loss, and also my hair becomes extremely oily on the second day if I don't wash it. I did not have that before. I feel it has to do with some mind binding witchcraft or a curse. So I would like prayer for that. I know that the Lord will heal me and deliver me from all evil and darkness.
All right. Well, this is our hair loss night. Well, Father, first of all, in the name of Jesus Christ, your children are blessed. And we ask you, Lord, to show us things that we don't know about, things that cause difficulties. Things that have unusual things that happen to your children, Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our brother, and we take authority, dominion, and power over this tightness and resistance in the name of Jesus Christ around his body. We cut the spirit off of the spirit. We cut it from him in Jesus' name. We uproot its roots in the name of Jesus Christ. Its own wickedness we place back on the head of the spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to be bound, go into the cage and to the feet of Jesus and come out of our brother in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the source and cause of his oily hair and the scalp in the name of Jesus Christ. We break any power that's been worked over him in the name of Jesus Christ. We submerge him under the blood of Jesus, and we command those spirits to be bound, go into the cage, come up and out of him in the name of Jesus. Right now, every power that's been worked, you're going to have to call. Deep breath and tongue. Every power that's been worked against him, come up and out in the name of Jesus. We disconnect him from the source of his witchcraft in Jesus' name. We disconnect him from the source of witchcraft in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you give our brother wisdom. The blood of Jesus. We were all record the blood of Jesus. The snakes in his belly, we decapitate with the sword of the Spirit. We bind you and command you to come out of it. Come out of it now in the name of Jesus. Every one of us, come out now. Go into the cage to the name of Jesus for judgment. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. Father, the miscellaneous things that have happened to your children due to witchcraft, and they do not recognize that it is witchcraft. We take authority, dominion, and power from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus against those works of witchcraft in Jesus' name. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We send them into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Everybody, deep breath and cough. Everybody, deep breath and cough. All those miscellaneous, strange, unusual, you can't put your finger on it, things that have happened to you or to someone close to you that's a result of witchcraft attack. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut the believer free from you with the sword of the Spirit. And, of course, we send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. And, Father, the Bible says that we lack wisdom to ask you, and you will supply. So, Father, we thank you for giving us wisdom, giving us understanding, and giving us knowledge, Father. We thank you, Lord. We trust you. We place ourselves in the hands of the Godhead and the holy angels of God that have been assigned to us in Jesus' name. We bind every witchcraft attack. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ according to the covenant. Every attack must go back. Deep breath and calm. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. You have no right to be there. His body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Generational sins, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Generational sins, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Deep breath and cough. Make yourself microscopic and come out of him. Did you hear that? Thank you. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Is that your radio?
No, it's not.
Okay. I didn't think it was. All right, take a deep breath and let your prayer and release your prayer language. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Area code 307, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? Area code 307, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. All right. Praise the Lord. We'll go to the next call. Amen. Area code 3024, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello? Praise the Lord.
Yes, I'm here.
I was just saying, you had asked that I call back, and I wanted to give a report that things did get better. That swelling went down right after the prayer, then the next day went down a little more, and now it's completely gone and hasn't come back. So I want to thank God for that. And also I wanted to ask for prayer for my stomach. There's so much going on with my body. I did have a tumor, a small cyst in the kidney, and I always had a little stomach, but now I look like I'm about 6 months pregnant. And I lost weight, so I got a little body with a big belly. And no one really knows why.
Nobody knows why.
In
the name of Jesus, the Bible says that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. And, Lord,
yes,
you
Lord.
Took this infirmity, whatever this is, caused her belly to swell, Father. You took it on the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord says you need to forgive some people. Holy Spirit,
okay.
We ask that you bring to her mind whoever it is she needs to forgive in Jesus' name.
Yes, I know it's several people.
Okay, let's start forgiving them.
I forgive all the people that have done things to me. Deliberately trying to hurt me while I was trying to help them, and I didn't understand that. But I know in my heart I have to forgive them and let it go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Lord, yes.
So do you forgive them and let them go?
Yes. Yes, I did.
All right.
I don't deal with them anymore, though. But if they ever needed me for something, I would be here to help them.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we come in agreement with our sister's forgiveness of those people who did her wrong while she was trying to help them and give them assistance. And, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command those spirits that they sent against her. Those spirits in her belly that they sin against her, we bind them in the name of Jesus. We disconnect her from them with the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. We command those spirits to bound and come up and out of her in the name of Jesus. Go into the cave, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We break the curse that they released over her through their words in Jesus' name. We break the curse in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. That whatever
you,
we bind on earth, you bind in the heavenlies. We break every curse. Every curse is broken in the name of Jesus. Every curse
thank
is
you.
Destroyed. You need to take a deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough. Every curse is broken and taken out of the way. Every sacrifice they did to do her harm, we break its grip and hold and power in her life. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Every sacrifice that they did to do her wrong, we break your grip and hold in her life in the name of Jesus Christ. We come out, all those devils that sent into her to do her harm and to kill her. We bind you in the name of Jesus, all of those death spirits. Deep breath and calm. All those spirits that work death in her, you come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those spirits that bring infirmity, even infirmities down her family line, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. So spirits of infirmity, you are bound. Spirits of disease states, you are bound. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. All those spirits. Lord Jesus, we wrap your blood stripes around even that
the doctor cannot explain. Woo! In Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold, devil. Loose her body in Jesus' name. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Loose her body. In that belly, everything that is there that is not of Jesus Christ, we command you to come out now. Come out of her belly. We pull you out of her. We unroot her in the name of Jesus Christ. The root work that they did against her, we bind it in Jesus' name. All those root workings, we bind you in Jesus' name. That wickedness and evil that they did, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of there. You're nothing but nasty witchcraft. Come out, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ. You're bound. All of you are bound. Go into the cage. Deep breath and cough, honey. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Deep breath and cough. All those demons, all of them. We wrap you up as one in the name of Jesus, and we command you all to come out now. We thank you, Father, for releasing your warring angels to war against these demons. Oh, in the name of Jesus. War against these demons that are warring against her in the name of Jesus. You do not have the victory. We release the power in the name of Jesus right where you are, right now. In Jesus' name, come out of her. Come out of her, all of you, every last one of you. You call to me, come out. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out of every cell in her body, every space, all the fluid, all the tissue, all the muscles. Come out of her now in Jesus' name. And enter her no more. All you water spirits, we dry up your fluid. You may not use her body fluids in Jesus' name. All that wickedness, you are bound in Jesus' name. She is not cursed. She is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing but witchcraft worked against her. Father, we place the perpetrators in your hand in Jesus' name. We encapsulate our sister in the blood of Jesus. Who the Son set free is free indeed. We break all the bondages in Jesus' name. All the bondages. Every affliction coming down the family lines, we break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. You know, sister, before you jump in helping people, you need to find out if they're the enemies of God.
I know that's all. Amen. You think because they're in church that everything's all right.
You need to find out if they're the enemies of God. You know, you're kind-hearted and you'll help anybody. But you need permission from Jesus Christ before you launch off into that.
And I didn't ask.
Amen.
I just launched off.
All right, take a deep breath and let take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit come in and the holy fire of God and burn the rest of those spirits out. Release your prayer.
Koma mama manda ha si satiako saliandi asiasa ha sakaha ha komandi asi salianda ha komandi asiasarianda ha ha komata ha ha hallelujah Jesus sika komanda ha ha satiako manda ha siasarianda ha 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 sakaha saliandi asiasa ha hallelujah
in
Jesus
name.
Amen.
Let's just spend some time with the Lord. He's got some advice for you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Now, saints, we're going to do a little warfare prayer right now. And then Brother Marshall's going to come and join us about the things we've already talked about that we're going to pray about tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you.
that we've dealt with this particular situation before, Lord. We've dealt with this before, that people have planned cyber attacks to come against America, against our energy and our infrastructure and our power grid. And we take authority, dominion, and power in the name of Jesus over those attacks. We bind them in Jesus' holy name. We forbid any such attack in the name of Jesus, and we return the mechanisms of attack back on the heads of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we give you praise that your holy witness goes throughout the earth and that our power grid, our energy resources, everything that is ours, Father, we bind the cyber attacks in the name of Jesus. And we put the cyber attackers in the hands of God the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We forgive them for their wickedness, Father. They're just instruments of the devil. But your name and your power and your glory is greater than any demon anywhere in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord. Wickedness in high places. We bind you in Jesus' name. Father, release your host. Release your host. Release your host against this in Jesus' name. Release your host against this wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack goes back in Jesus' name. Every attack goes back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack goes back in Jesus' name. We forbid the enemy to continually attack us because he feels like it from some computer somewhere. Father, we break these computers in the name of Jesus Christ. We blow them up. We bind the wicked intent, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the cyber attackers and their cyber attack devices and plans in Jesus' name. And we call an end to such in the name of Jesus Christ. There is wickedness all over the planet that's being planned and released. And we bind every false flag in the name of Jesus. We bind every false flag in the name of Jesus. We bind the perpetrators and their wicked and evil schemes in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Father, to release your warring angels against them in Jesus' name. We bind them here on earth, and we know that you bound them in the heavenlies, Father. They've got plans and schemes and devices and lies and deceit and much wickedness to release upon the people all over the world, Father, in Jesus' name. We lift Taiwan before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind invasions worldwide in Jesus' name. We bind invasions worldwide in Jesus' name. Ruka tada brisha tada broka baba baba manya nada na yoso tada brisha. Irisile de yoso tada broka. Irigi de da brosa de di diasa de di brike de di dia. Ruka tada brisha tada breka de di yoso tada breka lele diasa tada ba. We bind every attempt to start a third world war in the name of Jesus. Re da da yosa ru baba ba kusha mama mama sata. Urugo son de la brecha de Didiakai. Ride de Dioso de la brecha de Dioso de la brecha de Leliasa de la Bri. Lica de la brosa de la broca de Leliasa andar rugo lelelese de regisa de la bra. Su de la broca leleliasa. Busha nanania kaka. Roca de regisa mama mama shunda rege de Ledioso de la. Rica si de la brecha de Leliasa. Yerrika, pull it down, Lord. Pull it down in Jesus' name. Riketada, we bind the corners of their power in Jesus' name. Ru, we bind the corners of their authority in Jesus' name. Rukatada bresa da brokalele, we bind their wicked beasts in Jesus' name. Rukatada brusa da lidiasanda rakasa. There is no counsel against the Lord. Rukatada, no wisdom against the Lord. No might and power that supersedes the Lord in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, the heathen have imagined a vain thing against the Lord Jesus Christ and against his kingdom.
But, Father, they shall not prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall not prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the defeat to their plans, their wicked plans, in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up reporters to you everywhere. Rika said, recently another reporter showed up, Lord God. That it reveals something about the Clinton administration and what they've done in the past, Lord. That person's now not breathing. We lift up to those that are trying to tell the truth and get the truth out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Underhanded ways being revealed, being revealed, being revealed. What's done in the dark will come to the light in Jesus' name. The sleight of hand, wealthy, mean, and wicked vengeances. They tread down the poor. Yes, amen, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Brother Marshall, will you join us, please?
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being with us, Lord. We give you praise. It says, if God be for us, who can be against us? You are Emmanuel, God with us, and you can't lie. Father, we thank you for sending your wonderful and precious, precious Son. His name is Wonderful, Pele, Secret. We thank you for hiding us in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you that we can come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace, even as you asked us to, even in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto God. Be made unto God. That is the God who created heaven and earth. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And Father, you said, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Thank you, Father, for the extravagant price the Lord Jesus, our Savior, paid for each of us when he poured out his precious, precious blood, the blood of the living God, because you sent him with your power, the power of the endless life, Father. And we, according to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 16, he has the power of an endless life. He had power to lay down his life and power to take it up again. And he's taken it up again in the body of Christ. And that's how we come, because of the shed blood of Jesus that speaks better things than that of Abel. We plead the blood of Jesus over each one of us, over our hearts and our minds and all of our family members, all that pertain to each one of us, all the saints, even the saints that have never listened to Miracle in That Church, Father God, not yet. Maybe you're drawing many to in the valley of decision to hear what they need to hear, Father. I think of the wonderful message tonight, Father. Many saints need to hear this, Father, and those kind of a certain, because they're not even saints yet, need to hear this. But, Father, we ask you to give us all kind of your wisdom. You said, as Sabrina already referred to, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and abradeth not. We bind every spirit of vain imagination. We cast it down. We hold every thought captive. I continue to commit my works unto you, Lord, that my thoughts may be established. We do that for each of us. We ask you to order all of our thoughts and our steps for what you want us to do and all your saints. We come before you concerning the border wall, Father, and all these other requests and all these needs, Father. You said ask, and we're asking, Father, in Jesus' name because of the blood that come. We thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your holy, holy name. We thank you that we do belong to the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the amazing, extraordinary price he paid. Because it says in Isaiah 49:16, the Lord says, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thank you that you live and move and have your being. You're in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Great is he that is in us, and we live and move and have our being in you. We're bound together in the bundle of life with you. And it says in Isaiah 56, verse 5, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters, and I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. We thank you, Father God, for the privilege of being your house. What? Know you not? You're the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Thank you, Jesus, for purchasing each of us that are members of the body of Christ and those coming into the body of Christ within the sound of my voice with your precious, precious blood. And that's the only reason we can come before your throne of grace, Father, and we do. And we ask concerning this border wall situation, Father God, you ask us, uncover what needs to be uncovered, reveal what's being done in secret and why it's been opened, Father God, and what their demonic plans are, Father. And we give you praise and honor and glory for doing so, Father, in Jesus' name. And you said in Isaiah 60, verse 18, violence shall no more be heard in thy land. And this is your land. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We decree it and declare it as joint heirs with Christ. The violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. So since we're your house, Lord, we hold fast the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end, according to Hebrews 3:6. We continually rejoice in the Lord because you've already won the victory, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you for giving our gates kind of as praise. I set a watch before our mouths and keep the door of our lips, all of us continually. And we thank you, Lord. We call our walls salvation. Jesus' name is Jesus. That means Savior. We thank you, Lord, for being round about all of your saints. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about your children, Lord. And we remember how the angel of the Lord went from in front of the Israelites when they were fleeing out of Egypt, Father, and that Pharaoh was coming with his hosts of chariots behind them. And it went behind them. It was light for the Israelites, but it was darkness to the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you. The angel of the Lord is the same. That is the representative of the pre-incarnate Christ. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Lord, for being a wall of fire round about and a glory in the midst for all your children and those coming into the body of Christ in the United States of America. Father God, I'm asking you to deliver us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. You said in Joel 2:32, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. We ask you to deliver us from this ungodly attack, Father, in Jesus' name by opening the border wall. We ask you to seal the areas that need to be sealed, Father God, even sending warring, linking angels to protect your children. We thank you, Lord, the more with us than with them. We give you praise and honor and glory. The mountains are full of horses and chariots of fire, not only round about Elisha and his servant, round about all your servants. And we give you praise and honor and glory for intervening concerning the border wall. We ask for your help, Father God, in this situation, and we thank you for doing so. We call our wall salvation. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is our wall. And in him we live and move and have our being. And those many in the body of Christ coming into the body of Christ will all claim Jesus as our wall, as our Savior, as our border. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. And concerning the judge that dismissed the court suit of the employees without pay for their refusal to take the vaccine, Father, you know the legal precedents, Father God. You know when the Nazis forced their prisoners, the Jewish people, during that terrible time, Father God, to take ungodly medical, unapproved interventions, Father God, in Jesus' name. And this so-called vaccine, which is not a vaccine anyway, which is neither safe nor effective in Jesus' name, it's just a lie. We bind up everyone on those lies. We ask them all to be brought to the light. Bring everything into the light, what the enemy's been doing in darkness. Bring it into the light, Father, in Jesus' name. Uncover what needs to be uncovered, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory for doing so. Because the Lord says unto us in Matthew 10:26, bear them not, therefore. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. We ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light, Father. And you gave us a story in Luke chapter 18, beginning at verse 2. Jesus speaking, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she cried unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her of her adversary, because she continually is coming. She's making him, made the judge weary. And then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. I'm not necessarily accusing this judge of being unjust. I don't want to do that. Don't speak evil of any man. But you know, Lord, you know what's going on there. And verse 7, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Father, your word says, Jesus can't lie. He says, he will avenge them speedily in Luke 18:8. So we ask you to avenge these people coming against those being trying to be forced to take an ungodly, experimental vaccine, trying to turn the whole bunch of the human beings into like pretend guinea pigs, Father, in Jesus' name, to take an unapproved emergency authorization use only so-called vaccine. Father, we ask for your divine intervention, Father God, and help those people, Father God, that are standing up for the truth in Jesus' name. And all, not just in this case, all the cases, all those standing up for the truth, bringing things to light, Father God. Protect them. Give your angels charge over them and provide what they need, Father, in Jesus' name, in the natural and especially in the spiritual and even in the legal realms. We ask you for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father, in Jesus' name. Because you also said in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, beginning at verse 9, Jesus is still speaking. And he says, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. We ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of covenant, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for hearing us, Father, because you can't lie. Jesus can't lie. He says in Matthew 18:19, if two of you on earth, because of the blood of covenant, if two of you on earth agree as touching anything you ask, it shall be done of my Father, which is in heaven. We ask for your divine intervention, not just in this case, in every case where people are trying to be forced to take a vaccine that's not according to your will. Even as I heard about someone at West Point or one of those military training bases that refused to take the vaccine was put in solitary confinement. We ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God, that you'll set the captives free, because Jesus came to do that, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and your arm's not too short to save. And we give you praise and honor and glory for doing so. And we thank you, Father God, for raising us up together with Christ Jesus. Satan, you're already bound. All your underlings are perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name. We counsel every one of your assignments to steal, kill, and destroy. Every spirit of Zeus is bound. Every ungodly spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy. We cancel your assignments to all those that are and will be members of the body of Christ and all their family members, all the mind-blinded spirits bound. Every ungodly spirit of presumption is bound. And as it is written in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, thank you for your grace, Lord, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, in verse 6, Ephesians 2:6, hath made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And it's confirmed, Father God, in Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And we're safe in you, Lord Jesus, from our position in heavenly places, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help and intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name, for all those in need because of the housing shortage and because of the prices that are going up, particularly concerning housing and lumber prices and everything that pertain to housing and copper and all these things used to build houses, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help and for all those saints that are serving you with all their hearts, best they know how. You promised us, Father, in Proverbs 28:27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. Proverbs 28:27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. Of course, then there's a warning right after that. But he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. Well, Father, we don't hide our eyes from those in true need. So show us and grant us your discernment. Help us not to be just silly, but to do what the Lord Jesus tells us to do by the unction of your Spirit. And we thank you for that, Father. And we thank you that as we do what you're asking us to do, you said in Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 16, for even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessities, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Help us all to lay up treasures in heaven, Lord, because people give into the work of the Lord. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to the Lord. These people gave us sacrifices unto the Lord. In verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. But my God, Philippians, and a lot of people love this verse, Philippians, and everybody does probably, Philippians 4, but it's a condition. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father, the glory of children of their fathers. We thank you, Father, for restoring the glory the Lord Jesus had with you from before the foundation of the world, as is written in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, around verse 5. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, Father, as we come before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus. Because Jesus is able to save us all to the uttermost, to come to Heavenly Father, come before your throne of grace in time of need. And we have a time of need for many of the saints, Father God. They have need of shelter, Father God, and you provide all of our needs as we're doing it according to to you, to your will and your way, in Jesus' name. We thank you for providing for those in need and those coming into the body of Christ and giving many a hunger and a thirst for what you want. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In, where is that, Matthew 6:33, I think it is, in Jesus' name. And, Father, we ask that you bring down the prices. We bind every spirit of greed and corruption that's causing people to try and manipulate the fuel prices. It's just greed and corruption. We bind all, because it's funny how we had, how we were energy independent until the so-called Biden regime stepped into office, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for opening people's eyes and waking up people, not just politically, but to the living God, the real God, who wants to bless us as we do what he wants us to do. Father, we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication concerning inflated prices, Father God, and we ask you to bind, send your obedient angels to intervene, Father God, and we thank you, Father God. Your arm is not too short to save. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All the underlings, all those spirits in the second heavens, the bush, and the deep, and no further communications or power to flow to all those who have interceded for, or will intercede for, including those trying to inflate the prices, those trying to take away the shelter from the people that need it, and those trying to intervene in ways that are contrary to the words of the living God. All the demonic plans from witchcraft of none effect, and all the witchcraft curses returned on the heads of the spirits that sent them, do those spirits intend to do us, in Jesus' name, in every area, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of covenant. I continue to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear, pertaining to all the saints and all those who are interceding for, those coming into the body of Christ, all those we have ever interceded for, Father, in Jesus' name. Satan, you and all your underlings are perpetually bound. We cast that our assignments, every spirit of greed, covetousness, envy, jealousy, Leviathan, Kundalini, every spirit of idolatry is bound, including worship of the dollar, and every other thing is bound in Jesus' name. Father, you said we're supposed to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Teach us to hear and do what the Lord Jesus wants each of us individually to do in Jesus' name, because Jesus cannot lie. He says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and the voice of a stranger they will not heed, in Jesus' name. And no ungodly spirit may snatch away a single word of the true and living God from any one of our hearts and minds, in Jesus' name. I do decree and declare, even as Jesus tells his saints, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that our names are written in heaven. We continue to rejoice that our names are written in heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for engraving our names in the palms of your hand. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us as the apple of your eye. We give you praise and honor and glory. And we thank you, Father, for giving Jesus all power in heaven and earth, because he cannot lie. And it's not only written in Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And it is written in Daniel 7, verses 13 and following, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him in his dominion. That's the dominion of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, and his dominion, the Word of God. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And going down to verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we take the kingdom, possess the kingdom from henceforth forever and forever. And Father, concerning the Supreme Court rule on the provisional ballots and ballot harvesting, Father, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, because the government's on the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth's shoulders. He has all power in heaven and in earth. And you confirmed it out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. It is confirmed. And it's forever and ever. He is Lord of all, even as written in Acts chapter 10. Jesus is Lord of all. We ask for a divine intervention, Father God, in every need, every area for the saints, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for providing all of our needs. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He not only feeds his sheep, it says, to you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. You even feed your calves. Thank you for feeding us with the Word of God. And we thank you for providing all of our needs in Jesus' name. Help us all in every area. We thank you, Lord, for providing all of our needs according to your riches and glory concerning the increased cost of living, and teaching us what you want each of us individually to do in Jesus' name. Even as you inspire Pat Holiday to warn us about the Trump and the reset, and this the globalists have a reset agenda, but the people that are fighting with the whatever you want to call the patriots or the one standing for the truth, they have a reset too planned, and it may change the current United States currency at some point. I don't know when, and I'm not trying to say it's definitely going to happen this week, next year, or whenever it's going to happen. I don't know the future. I don't even know when Jesus is coming back. Only you do, Father. But we ask that you provide all the needs of your children, Father, because Jesus cannot lie. And we thank you for doing so, and we give you praise and honor and glory for doing so, because Jesus cannot lie in Jesus' name, even according to the 23rd Psalm, in Jesus' name. For the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. When Rahab the harlot, she said, I've shown mercy to you. Please show mercy to me and my household. She even got out with all her stuff, and she was in harm's way right on the walls of Jericho. She got out with everything, and her family too. So we ask you to protect us and our families of every believer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. Restore all of the souls of those that have wandered off, including the backsliders, Lord. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Lead all of us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Praise the Lord. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And Jesus, we know what you did several places in the Gospels, including the Gospel of John chapter 6, how you multiplied the loaves and the fishes. And we thank you, Father God, you showed us that it's not hard for the Lord at all to take care of his sheep. He knows how to do it because he created everything. He sent his word, and he not only healed us, he knows how to rain down righteousness. You said in John 6:27, labor not for the meat which perisheth, for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. We thank you that you sealed the Lord Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory. And Jesus says in verse 37, all the Father giveth me shall come to me. Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. We thank you, Lord. And Jesus says in verse 35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So we thank you for providing all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We will not hunger, we will not thirst, because you are our provider. You are not only El Shaddai, the Lord Almighty, the bountiful nourisher, even as you revealed yourself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then you revealed yourself to Moses by the other name, otherwise known as Yahweh, and you call it Jehovah. And we think that is the Lord of all, the Lord of hosts. Even as you showed up before Joshua, before he went into the promised land, he bowed down before him, took off his shoes off his feet, just like Moses took the shoes off his feet when he met the Lord, speaking to him out of the burning bush. And we thank you, Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We thank you, Lord, you are the Lord of all, and you fight all of our battles. And we thank you, Lord, you have already won the victory, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. Lord, you've already done, already won the victory. As much then as the children of the flesh and blood. He himself likewise took part of the thing, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death that is the devil. It is written in Exodus chapter 15, starting verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God of his prevailing and habitation. My Father's God, I'm exalted. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord, Yahweh, the Lord Jehovah, the Lord is his name. They sank into the bottom of the stone. Thou sendest forth thy wrath and consumed them in trouble. We thank you, Lord, for doing so. We give you praise and honor, Lord, for the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. There are many in the valley of the Lord, even though this is Christ Jesus that you can save the soul, draw all those, Father God, the Lord Jesus, that they can protect all of them. Not like they never heard of you in the first place. Those, Lord, that always have been sick, all of them, like you said,